If you are listening to this podcast, it means you are searching. Searching for someone who understands you. Someone who gets you. You are yearning to be understood and to belong. Welcome to the Someone Gets Me podcast, where we help smart, talented, and sensitive people navigate an often insensitive world. Let's welcome your host, ambassador, author, speaker, and mentor, Diane Allen. Diane has the experience and knowledge to educate and inspire, as she has been there and understands your unique intensities and their challenges.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Someone Gets Me podcast. And of course, I'm your host, Diane Allen. And today we're going to talk about being stuck in a rut. So many people get stuck in ruts. Sometimes they're in ruts and don't even know it. So today in this episode, we're going to cover six solutions, six different ways to help you get out of the rut. Maybe you're in a rut, you don't know it, or maybe you are in a rut and you do know it, and you've tried a few things and they don't work. So in this episode, I will review several things and give you some real specific steps, things that you can do to help you get out of the rut. Now, ruts are important for bright and sensitive people because it's very easy to get in them. As visionaries and people who are able to think outside of the box and do different things, there is a little challenge with that with the atypical brain development because a lot of people like routine. One time can be a habit, and sometimes we can get in a rut very easily. I have this amazing gifted friend. He is an engineer and amazing, right? But he's in a rut. He eats the same thing for breakfast every single day. He drives his car the very same direct thing to work every single day. He is so predictable that when I call him, I can even tell you the order of greeting and questions and responses for at least the first few minutes of the phone call because he's in a rut. And I can see that that rut at times really gets in his way. Now, he doesn't see it as a rut necessarily. He says, well, you know, I'm comfortable this way. I'm happy this way. But what I notice from the outside is that rut gives him some familiar way to live. It's like a comfort, right? But it also stops him from experiencing great connections with other people. His wife even has a hard time with it sometimes. Like, can't you be a little bit different or a little bit more flexible? Something a little different, because she's a little bit more eccentric and likes different things. And he thinks that doing one tiny thing different is coming out of the rut. So I think he's got some fear in there. And I think he has some maybe unresolved anger or hurt. And the way he handles it is by staying in the rut and acting like the rut's a happy place to be, even though it's taking him more and more into a kind of quiet place. So ruts are those repeated patterns in your life that happen over and over. Sometimes it's the same pattern, just with different people or maybe a different situation. It's easy to see them in relationships with people. I saw a cartoon one time that said, give me the list of all of the relationships you've had and I will show you the progression of your mental illness. Now that's tongue-in-cheek, and maybe it's true for some people, I don't know. But we can get in ruts, the same response, the same actions, the same way to handle things. And as I say all the time, and you've probably heard it, if nothing changes, nothing changes. And I think it's a natural part of us as human beings that we want to change, that we have this drive from within us to connect and grow and expand. After all, love is about expansion. The greater love of the universe, it's about expansion. It's not about staying in a rut. It's not about staying quiet or withdrawn. It's quite the opposite. Fear is what holds us back. Love is meant to expand. So the moment we stop expanding and we don't allow ourselves to experience that great energy of expansion, we're in a rut. And the rut has to be then fear-based somehow, some way. So this is a very important topic, I think. So as you free yourself from the inner blocks you have, that's where having a good mentor comes in. That's where having a good inner circle comes in. That's where maybe sometimes a therapist can help you. That's where maybe people who have some of the same qualities or successes that you would like can teach you. Whether it's personal or through things like podcasts and webinars and things, but they have something to offer you to help you get out of the rut. Because without clearing the inner blocks, the challenges don't leave. So it's all about clearing the inner blocks, even the ones you don't know are there. When I talk to people sometimes about the people they're associating with and their peer group and say, well, if your peer group's not growing, neither are you. In fact, look around your life for just a second. Pick the top five people you associate with. Think about it, the top five. That group of you, the six of you, are evolving at the rate of the slowest person in the group. So even if you're the leader, even if you're the visionary, even if you're one that pumps all the energy into the group, if that's all you're doing and there's no one resonating with you, you're still just evolving at the rate of the person who's moving the slowest. So always remember that. What I suggest to my people all the time is to have multiple peer groups, many different peer groups doing different things. And so in each group, the group is evolving at the person who's moving the slowest, which isn't bad necessarily. It's just about being aware of it. Because if I want to grow in a certain way and I'm really excited about it, and I look around and the people in that particular peer group are not very excited, maybe even apathetic, I'm going to find myself frustrated, like I'm banging my head into the wall because I'm expecting them to grow and evolve at the same rate as me. And that's not what's happening. So we want to not get in the same relationships over and over, right? We want to start to find ourselves attracting different people that actually have a different pattern. In order to do that, we have to begin to be willing to be aware of the blocks we have, be aware of our undisclosed motives, be aware of things that we're not sure of, and we need to be open when somebody points out something in our blind spot. Sometimes that can be an ouch, but a lot of times it's the most helpful thing ever if we get past the fact that we didn't like feeling it maybe at the beginning. If you give too much, or maybe you're one of those takers, or you're somebody who rationalizes yours or other people's actions, those are things that are not very acceptable if you want to get out of the rut. If I'm walking around rationalizing somebody else's unacceptable behavior or making excuses for my own laziness maybe, then that keeps me in a rut. So when you're working with people, maybe you're hiring somebody for your business, then you want to make sure that you give them opportunities and tasks to do that go along with their specific skill set. That way you don't have to micromanage. I have a friend who hires great people, and this friend is an amazing, talented person. But one thing this person does that just really, I keep pointing it out and they're not getting it, is they hire somebody who's got all these talents and then the work they give them to do is not what they hired them for. When you hire somebody to do video for you and then you ask them to do research on the computer, that person might be okay at doing research, but that's not what their skill set is. That's not what you hired them for. So it's very important that we match who we hire, what we hire them for, and what they're doing. Because our employees and the people who work with us, they want to please us. So of course they're going to do that. And it's not their primary best skill set all the time. So we want to really pay attention, because that keeps us in a rut, right? Because if I hire you and say you're going to edit my podcasts, and then I call you up one day and I say, you know what, I really like how you edit my podcast and I know you're really good at that, but do you mind coming over and helping me pick the colors of my curtains, you know, helping me rearrange my house? Or maybe that I want you to come help me with my garden. Like, that person might be really good at colors and rearranging furniture, and they might even be really great at gardening, but that's not what I hired them for. So pretty soon, they're going to get resentful. Pretty soon, they're going to kind of fall away. Or I'm going to get resentful because the work isn't getting done I hired them for, but who's responsible for distracting them? Me. It keeps me in a rut. And it's a convenient way to look like I'm busy make it look like the other person isn't producing what they are supposed to do, when really I am the one, knowingly or unknowingly, keeping the rut going by asking something that's not in accordance with what the deal is. So I see it all the time. And so when we hire people or we're working with somebody and we step outside of what we're supposed to do, we keep ourselves in a rut. Now that includes any of us. When people call me and they want to work with me individually or they want to come to one of my events and I speak with them, if I don't think it's going to serve them, I tell them. It would be keeping them and me in a rut by saying, oh yes, I'll help you, or oh yes, you know, come do this, when it's not for them. We all have our place, and that's what keeps us out of the rut. So here we go with the six solutions. Ready? Number one is to be open-minded. If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got, right? Open-minded. We have to realize that every day, every one of us wakes up and we're doing the best we can with every bit of knowledge we have. So if we're in a rut or we're stuck somewhere, that means that we need some extra information or maybe a fresh viewpoint or maybe both or something else. You never know. So it's so important to stay open-minded and know that the answers you seek are probably not what and where you think they are. So many times I have been open-minded and curious and found answers in situations that did not match what I thought. They came out of nowhere and they were better. That was so cool. They were better. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is much better. So we want to make sure that we stay open-minded. And step two, I kind of gave away a little bit, is to be curious. That means ask questions. It's one thing to make assumptions and think we know or blame or whatever, but it's the question askers that really make it. If you ask more effective questions, you get more effective and better answers. That's the way it works. So we want to learn from others, which is called OPE, O-P-E, other people's experience. We look around and we learn from other people. That's where mentor comes in. That's where good friends come in. That's where reading a good book or watching a TED talk or listening to a podcast, all of those things can help mentor us, can help show us the way, learn from what somebody else says. Because we know that if you are drawn to somebody or something for whatever they're teaching or doing, there's something in there for you. It's kind of inviting you out of your rut. But you have to be curious about it. You have to be willing to say, what is it? What is it that that person's doing or thinking or what is going on that I'm attracted to, and how can I incorporate that into my world? It's not like you're copying. It's like you're incorporating a quality, an essence, a way of being. That curiosity helps get you out of the rut. And remember, once you get out of the rut and now you're on flat land, you can see the horizon. You can see your goals better. You're not stuck in the darkness as much. Now, the third solution is to have an inner circle. An inner circle is a group of advisors that are very trusted, good mentors, people who have experience and knowledge to help you along the way. They're like-minded other people. They're people who get you. They're people who have similar views and values, and they're like-minded to you. And they're people who I would call mastermind types, people who have the ability to see you for who you are, like heart to heart. You guys connect. You see what's going on. I have an inner circle, and my inner circle composes of people with all of those things. I have mentors in my circle. I have trusted advisors, tons of like-minded people, and I have people in a mastermind that are helping me grow things and see things from perspectives that I can't see because I'm in the forest. I can't see all the trees. An inner circle is extremely valuable. I heard an interview with Shaquille O'Neal, and one of the things he talked about was his inner circle and how he runs every big decision by them. And so if he has a great idea or an opportunity comes his way, the inner circle has a vote. They get to help him decide the best thing. Because remember, something that might be a great idea emotionally or somebody might come to us doesn't make it always in our best interest, even if it seems like it. So it's perfectly okay to step back, think about it, pay attention, and seek the advice and counsel of people that you have put in your inner circle. Now, the key here is are people you ask and you invite in, not people that inject themselves into your life and act like they're your inner circle when they're not. So my inner circle has all been invited in. They know who they are. They know their role. They know my role. They know all of those things. For several of them, I am in their inner circle. And it's because we have each other's back. They are not going to say something that will compromise a relationship. So if I say, you know, I want to go open a laundromat because I think I could break even, most likely my inner circle would say, Diane, you have talents that are much bigger than that, and that's a great job and a great opportunity for someone else, but that's not the kind of business for you. Or they might ask me the question, how might that work? What's going on in your vision that would lead you down that road? And then let me come to my own answer. So it's the power of the questions, and it's the power of the connection of an inner circle that is a great solution for getting out of a rut. So when I feel stuck, guess what I do? Call them up, get together, and then we talk. The talking starts with me, and it's honest, and it's authentic, and it's vulnerable. And I'm certain I will hear things I love and things I wish I didn't. Of all kinds of ideas, it doesn't mean it's about me or it's an insult. But sometimes people say things and you're like, oh man, I didn't think of that. Or I really want to do it, but I see you're right. Without that inner circle, all smart and gifted people, all sensitive people can end up in situations and going down roads, especially in business, that they don't need to do. So your inner circle is important. And they need to be trusted people, and you pick them. So about 5 people is good. Some people have 3, but they're your most trusted confidants. They're the people that you can call them, and you know for certain that they will listen and hear you and keep your confidence. I once had somebody in my inner circle that I thought was keeping my confidence until I was having a phone call with somebody else unrelated to my inner circle at all, and some of the things that I had shared were coming out of this other person's mouth. And I'm like, wait, this is kind of weird. And I didn't realize it at first until later. And then I tested it. You know, I kind of said some other things to see, because I thought maybe I was making it up. I wasn't making it up. Now, that person who's no longer in my inner circle, this was years ago, is still my friend. They're still important. I still listen to them. And they're not in that advisory inner circle, that solution group that helps me stay unstuck. Number 4 of our solutions, right? We have being open-minded, being curious, having an inner circle. And number 4 is learning something new every day. People who are successful and are not in ruts learn something new every day. Whether it's listening to a podcast, reading a book, having a good conversation, exploring something you've never seen before, watching a video. There's a million ways now to get new information in your brain. But it's important to all of us, especially you bright and sensitive people, to get new information into your brain every day. Now, a challenge is to get some new information into your brain from a topic that is not necessarily common or familiar to you. Learn something new, meaning something you don't know anything about. I went to a workshop a little while ago, and the content had nothing to do much with what I do, really, and I learned all kinds of things. Now, I don't know if I'll ever use the information. I probably will somehow, or I wouldn't have gone, but I also met some neat people, and I had a great time, and I had a great relationship with the people at my table, and I got to experience things. And the value of that learning and the value of being open-minded and curious takes me a long way from getting in a rut, because I left there more alive and more awake. In fact, in the 30-minute drive home, I had 5 or 6 great ideas, not only for other podcasts, but for things for my events. So I think that event, though it's not directly related, freed up the curiosity Learning the new information freed up ideas and things I didn't previously think about. So without the event, I'm not sure I would have come up with those ideas. Learn something new every day. That's number four. Number five is to always expand and stretch. There is a thing called the zone of proximal development. That is the zone that you stretch into when you're learning or growing or evolving. But if you go too far, you create a healing crisis. If you go too far, you cause problems for yourself. So we want to stay within the zone. We want to always be stretching and expanding. Your growth, your transformation, the success of your business, the success of your family and your life depends on always stretching a little bit, always growing. You know, I had a teacher years ago that would say, if you are afraid to take one step forward, take two. Or if you make a mistake and you fall back five steps, make sure you take 10 steps forward. Always go a little further than you think you can. I did that when I learned to play tennis. I always reached a little further than I could. And you wouldn't believe how many balls I hit that I didn't even think I could reach because I just pushed my arm out that little bit more. So we want to practice always stretching and expanding into that zone, taking those risks, going to that event I didn't really want to go to, but I thought maybe I should, and it worked out really well. You know, meeting new people, maybe having dinner or lunch with somebody that you kind of want to know more about and you're not really sure, that's stretching into your zone of proximal development. It's very important for sensitive people to always be growing and changing because boredom will really cause trouble in your head. Boredom does not work for people who are sensitive or smart or visionaries. So the way we keep doing it without trying to be a machine and work, is to learn something new every day, right? And expand and stretch that knowledge into this zone of proximal development. But it doesn't have to be about work. It can be about anything. It's just about keeping the brain cells going, the associative memory happening, and keeping ourselves out of this rut of doing the same thing every day, thinking about the same stuff every day over and over. We don't want to be that way. So number six is that your growth and your transformation requires faith and action and feedback. Faith, action, and feedback. The sixth solution to getting out of the rut is to realize that you have to have faith, which means you have to trust things you can't see sometimes. You have to be willing to take action even when you don't want to. And you have to be willing to seek and listen to feedback you may not want to hear and feedback you do want to hear because you want all of it. Feedback is like trying on clothes. Some of it fits great and some doesn't, and some may not fit today but may fit later. Some may fit right now perfectly and won't fit real well later. So without faith and without action on your part and without having good feedback from your inner circle and others, it's easy to fall in a rut and stay there. Sometimes you don't even know you're in a rut. That's the sad part. I have many clients I've worked with over the years that come to me and they're in ruts and they don't even see the rut because they're so busy that they can't see that they're just entrenching themselves versus expanding ourselves. So sensitive people, you bright sensitive people, your goal in your vision, in your heart is to always expand. That's the love part. So if you're not expanding, then you're in a rut. That's the easiest way to see it, right? So if you can adapt and you can be flexible, that's how you're going to succeed because you won't fall in the rut. And if you do, you'll be able to jump out before it's really deep and you need a ladder, right? So we want to always make sure that we're open and that we're willing and that we're willing to take the high road. We're willing to do what's right for us. We are willing to do the thing that we know in our heart is meant for us to do, even when there's naysayers around. So getting out of a rut will take courage, it takes a lot of action, and it takes tenacity, all of which bright and sensitive, smart, courageous, talented people like yourself have. All those abilities you have, it's just about employing them and using them with a focus. And the focus being to get yourself out of a pattern and a rut, so to speak, that keeps you bound even when you don't realize it. You want to keep expanding so that you have flexibility and you have options and you have choices. Because the deeper the rut, the less your choices and the darker it gets. And sensitive people, you don't want to have that darkness. It will really affect your mood. So those are your 6 solutions for getting out of a rut and keeping yourself productive and growing and transforming. And once again, they're to be open-minded, to be curious, to have a strong inner circle, to learn something new every day, to expand and stretch, stay within your zone of proximal development, and to remember that your growth and transformation requires that you have faith and you take action and you receive feedback. All of these things will show up in a way that your leadership, your life, personally and professionally, will excel. Because when you're focused and you're acting on purpose with your purpose, nothing and no one can get in your way except you. So go have fun, get out of the rut, have a great day, and until next time, be blessed.
Are you tired of searching for someone who understands you? Join our Facebook group, Someone Gets Me. In this group, you will be able to connect with others who are intense, sensitive, smart, talented, and wanting to be understood. Diane shares her insights and teachings, and you can connect with others. Join today.